Now I want to ask you a quick question about what the government needs to do to safeguard species in their habitats.
The government is a multifaceted piece, as we have our local municipal government, the provincial government, and the federal government. And all three of these pieces are supposed to work in unison for protection of species at risk. I think currently one of the biggest issues that we face for species at risk protection is a lack of species at risk laws or legislation at the provincial level. And that's something that's been known for quite some time in the conservation community, something that I believe we were promised the last time NDP came into office, and something we still haven't received. And that lack of species at risk legislation at a provincial level really hinders our ability to make effective changes on the ground anywhere in the province.
How has climate change impacted your work in the Fraser Valley?
I think the biggest piece that frightens me with climate change is my work with the endangered Oregon spotted frog. And this frog is very uniquely adapted to shallow marsh wetlands. They really need shallow water. And that type of wetland ecosystem is really rare here in the Fraser Valley because most of it's been converted to agricultural purposes, drained and ditched.
Can you tell me more about that? How did you see that impact their eggs and their spawning?
Even in my, say, 10 years working with this frog, I've seen how fragile relying on, say, three or four spots in the Fraser Valley to provide the only home for this frog can be. If climate change affects the water levels, the amount of precipitation that we get, the duration of the summer, if these habitats change as a result of climate change, there's really nowhere left for this frog to go. I mean, if you think of the historic Fraser River floodplain, there would have been a lot of places to adjust as precipitation levels changed because you had the entire floodplain to navigate. But now, what we've done with species at risk is we've basically left them in these little pockets and said, yeah, but that spot's protected, so they'll be fine. But while they may be protected from development, they're not protected from climate change. And I've already seen with this frog just how big of an impact a really low precipitation winter can have on the success of them being able to lay their eggs, and that's terrifying.
Is there anything else in terms of solutions or support that you wanted to bring up?
Sure. So they really need shallow water. So you'll find them in wetlands that have very low water levels. But when you have a really low snowpack year or very little precipitation, then that shallow marsh doesn't fill up with enough water to provide that shallow habitat. And so they're just left with a big mud pit. And if they lay their eggs in this mud pit and the tadpoles hatch out, there's no water. They're going to suffocate and die. And one of the things that we've done for the recovery of this species is we actually move these eggs to try to create these little ditches of water so that they can survive. Because if we didn't, that would be the end of that population. It's really cutting it that close.
What's coming up with the Conservancy and your work that you think people should know about?
For the general public, if you have the opportunity to own property, if you have the opportunity to make impacts on the neighborhood around you, even if it's collecting garbage when you go on your walk in the local park, all of these little pieces add up. Your backyard may not look big, but it adds up. It's refuge for something. All of the little spots that you travel to, that you care about, they are also the places that these species have left as well. We can start looking at the bigger picture and realize that every single little action we take is contributing to the recovery or not of our species at risk here in the valley, and starting to think about how can I live my life in a way that I share this space with other things that live here rather than just make it suitable for me.
What do you think the biggest challenge is in the coming years regarding your work?
The Fraser Valley Conservancy is trying to find a way to continue to connect with people and reach out during this pandemic. We have some online workshops coming up, one in particular on amphibian identification. That will be March 8th. I hope that people will attend. It's free. It's online, hosted on Zoom. And along with that, we have a program where people submit their frog sightings to us. All you have to do is fill out an online form and say, here's what I saw, here's where I saw it. And that kind of thing helps us to understand where people are seeing amphibians in the Fraser Valley and where some important areas for us to protect or do enhancement work might be. So I'd say with the spring season coming up and amphibians just about ready to get out there and start breeding, that would be the most exciting thing coming up, amphibian identification training and then our frog finders program.
Alicia, is there anything that you'd like to add?
A challenge that we consistently face as a nonprofit is that the work that we do is government funding dependent. And that's always a challenge to ensure that we are able to receive that government funding. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. So that's kind of a consistent background challenge. But in the coming years, I'd say that will continue to be one of the major challenges we face for species at risk protection in the Fraser Valley, keeping those areas that species at risk need to survive front and center mind while we're navigating what development will look like into the future. That's certainly something that we'll have to continue to make a really big and important point for the future of the Fraser Valley. If people really are looking to make a difference on this issue, get out and learn as much as you can. I know it's hard to go out and volunteer right now because of COVID-19, but sign up for newsletters with groups like the Fraser Valley Conservancy, Langley Environmental Partners. Join some of the naturalist groups. There are people there with so much wisdom and knowledge that are just kind of waiting to impart upon somebody who's interested. And it's really going to be a collective effort to make a difference in the Fraser Valley. So we need people who are informed, interested, and passionate, and we need them to sign up and let us know so that we can work together on these issues.
Amazing. It's been so great talking to you, Alicia.
Thank you so very much.
You too. Bye-bye.